Welcome into WEEI Afternoons on yet another beautiful afternoon in New England, in Boston. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy, Stevens, Dan Ball sliding into the big chair for the big guy, Ted Johnson, taking a couple days off to take some family time out in, where is it, Iowa? Iowa City? I don't know. It's a
John Wayne's old house.
Was it?
Yeah, remember?
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You remember that. That's right. Yeah, it's a whole compound they have.
John Wayne's house?
Yeah.
Ted Johnson hanging. Of course he has a story. He can't just go to a normal house somewhere with a normal place. But, hey, did you know I know Shaq and Jennifer Garner and Kevin Costner. Have you seen this picture? And my sister lives in John Wayne's house. And
wait, that doesn't sound like Ted at all.
No, it doesn't. He gets mad when I do voices when he's here, but he's not here, so I can do whatever the hell I want.
Perfect.
Pitsy.
Great. And are you out of your mind?
For the second day in a row, we have a host returning from a big concert. Ted Johnson was groggy as F yesterday.
Yeah.
How are you feeling today, Fitzy?
Completely wiped out since I had to sell my Coldplay tickets because my wife got sick and I was left with our kids all day.
No! Why don't you go with your girlfriend?
Oh, wow.
That's what everybody else does. You go to Coldplay with your girlfriend, your side piece.
I know. I could have been in the spotlight. I could have been outed for the multiple affairs I'm having at this time. I cannot tell you, folks, when you are looking forward to a concert for 8 months, when you go see, you're about to go see with sweet tickets, your favorite band ever, and then you get a text message, hey, I've been in the small room the entire night and morning. I don't know if I can make it tonight. And also, there's no one to watch the kids. You know what you do, Andy? You saddle up, you go to the water park, and then you go to the drive-in and see Superman, and you tell anyone that mentions Coldplay, they get a punch in the junk.
I would have said, damn, sucks to be you.
Yeah, you know what?
So who am I taking?
So they weren't on shuffle on the car ride home.
Oh, dude, it was, I sold them to someone I know who was dying to go. Yeah, I don't, I don't want to make money off of it. I was not, it's like, literally, I've been looking for the show for 8 months. You told me your kid got tickets like 2 weeks ago, so your kid goes to see him. Lucky son of a gun.
Slapped
Ted Johnson
five.
Goes to see him.
Not only did my kid go see him, he slapped him high five as Chris Martin left the stage.
He is on, by the way, he is on one hell of a run right now.
He high-fived Chris Martin.
We've now started, Fitzy. There's a little thing here, because we all know it all falls into place for Ted Johnson, because he's an expatriate. He's got three rings. He's Ted. But my son follows a similar path. You just said it. Coldplay. Who wants to go to Coldplay? I'm not going to. Oh, last minute, I want to go to Coldplay. Oh, parking? Oh, we'll figure that out. He got a special lot where he didn't pay anything, because I don't know.
Backwoods special?
No, it was a little different. Like, he finds new ways. He parked in a grass spot that was held for him by people that are allowed to hold spots. But we don't need to go down there. But he finds a way to pull the Ted Johnson, despite the fact that he's barely 18 freaking
knew
years
a guy
old.
Who knew a guy who knew a guy who got him a free parking spot.
He's got a guy.
And
he's
meanwhile, I'm in a chlorinated fake breast STD factory all day long, followed by fighting off mosquitoes and beetles with stale popcorn and the last son of Krypton.
Did you say fake breasts?
It's so on brand. Oh, dude, I could do an hour and a half on water parks. Dear, I either have now in my system, I have every disease or the cure for all of them. I'm not sure which. We'll find out
soon.
That's
quite the chemistry
experiment.
I'm going
to say the former, not the latter. I'm going to say you're not going to be feeling so good later.
Probably not.
You'll be like one of those dogs that drinks too much river water.
Oh,
God. I know. And, like, I can't even tell you how many keywords I had to mute on, like, Instagram, X, Facebook. Just like, stop it. I get it. It was a star full of sky. It was a sky full of stars at the end. I know how great the stadium looked when he sang Yellow. I know the words to all their damn songs.
That's tough. On the muted list, Viva, Vita, stars.
Honestly,
just all of them on there.
Greatest show ever.
Oh, my God.
Because that's all I heard from everybody was greatest show ever. No, okay. Yeah. We need to move on. We're not going to continue to poke you, Fitzy, in your time of torment here.
Apparently a doctor will do that in a couple days.
When you visit the doctor, they'll take care of that.
I'm studied in the Wuhan lab, Dan.
So the All-Star break is over. The Boston Red Sox are preparing to take on the Chicago Cubs. We got the ESPYs behind us. We'll get to that later. We also recall 3:30 on a Thursday. You know what that means? Well, not recent Thursdays because he was on hiatus, but 3:30 on a Thursday, Tom Curran back in the mix because we're under a week from training camp. We're less than a week away from like actual football talk, actual things happening.
Efton Chisholm with pads.
More than a week for that, I think.
Wait, do we get to see the full release package from Kyle Williams finally in the flesh?
Waiting for that one.
What are you looking to see?
Release package.
You want him to release what?
Yep. You heard. I'm on a heater today, Hart. Yep. Don't get me, I've noticed. Get me going after yesterday.
5:30 we will have, because it's Thursday, Quiz with Stiz, and for the first time ever, Dan Ball stepping up to the microphone to take on
the challenger. After I've spit the bit and Ted Johnson finally was dethroned, a new competitor shall rise in Wakandan ritual combat to take on the Hart Foundation.
So I look forward to that, but we got to start with the Boston Red Sox because we're basically at the start of the second half of the season. Also, in case you didn't look at the schedule, the game is 2:20 tomorrow. So if we have a show at all, it'll be abbreviated and it'll be after the first game of the second half, which means they may no longer have a 10-game winning streak. They may no longer be the hottest team in baseball. We may be wondering, are they scuffling a little bit out of the break? Because, Fitzy, Ted Johnson told us yesterday, no. Dikembe Mutombo style, there is no momentum for the Boston Red Sox.
Oh, stop it, Ted.
Over and buried. They're 0-0, and they get a restart here. Do you adhere to that theory?
No, I do not. Just because they took an all-star break, just because they stopped playing baseball for 4 days, does that mean the good vibes that propelled them to the 10 straight wins, putting them 8 games over .500, hottest team in baseball, hotter than the affair caught in the spotlight last night at Gillette Stadium? Hell no. No, these guys are big-time believers. If anything, that extra rest is going to help your Bayos and your Crochets and your Giolitos, perhaps even my guy Waka Bula, and put a little gas in the tank of your bullpen as well. They're playing 3 straight teams, all of whom could be World Series competitors, boys. Cubbies, Phillies, Dodgers, .589 combined winning percentage at 170 and 119. Though they all have been, I'll stop short of saying scuffling. They've been playing pretty meh baseball themselves the last couple of weeks. The Sox are hot. Like I don't understand the idea that, like, just because they stopped playing for a couple of days, like, all momentum's gone. What are you supposed to be? Winners going into your bye week in the NFL, and then all of a sudden you forget how to win, you forget how to play, and you forget the vibes?
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. I know Ted brought it up yesterday. We didn't have a ton of time to talk about it late in the show, but I kind of agree with you, Fitzy. Like, the vibes are real. This team likes each other. There's a youthful energy to this team. They have confidence in their abilities. Now, that doesn't mean their timing might not be a little off, but if we're going to say that, then everybody's timing's off. The Cubs' timing, they had a break too. It's not like you, This isn't the NFL where it's the old Colts rest versus rust. No. Everybody was off. There was an all-star break. So the pitcher you're facing had a little extra time. The hitters on the other team had a little extra time. So if there's rust, it's universal rust all around. I feel good about it. I really do. And I'm very happy that he set that bar as low as he did. I was worried that Ted's expectations were super high, but his expectations to jump on the bandwagon, Fitzy, we got to open up a big area because he takes up a little extra room.
Yeah, kind of the whole corner.
Yeah.
Very broad shoulders. And I would say to Ted, if we were in here right now, A, you lucky son of a blank, you got to go to Coldplay. And B, I actually found myself this week for the first time, Andy, I would say in 5 years, I miss the Red Sox this week.
Yeah.
The fact
nice,
that I haven't been able to listen to a game in 4 days. Like, I've missed the fix. I want to hear Middlebrooks, and I want to hear Fleming screaming. You know, I want to watch highlights with Dave O'Brien giving birth to a small child in the booth next to Merlone because Rafaela hit one onto the pike. Like, I miss the Sox. I cannot wait to plug back in tomorrow.
6-6 will get Ted Johnson on the bandwagon, which I think is very much attainable. Stick around to 2:30, by the way. We're going to play a game of more likely, a little more polarizing than
back
the Ted
better
Johnson.
Than ever.
Hey, go 6-6 and you'll be fine. Nope, we're going a little more polarizing with some predictions
like
for the Boston Red Sox. You never know. You step on his toe. Sometimes it really changes your voice a little bit. But Dan Ball, do you feel confident, like Fitzy and I, that this team has momentum, is good, is going to pick up where it left off, or are you a little more dubious like the big guy?
I would have to be a little more dubious.
You don't have to.
I have
a brain of your own.
I agree with Fitzy, and I'm going to ignore that.
I think
the break for the pitching staff as a whole, especially your bullpen with how much it's been worn down, is huge. So I look forward to what they're going to be able to do, and I think they can continue to build on what was a great June and July. I just worry about some of the members of your offense, and it was already a series that you won through very thin margins against the Tampa Bay Rays. So I worry about a Story regression. I worry about a Rafaela regression, and And so you're going to need the Durans and the Abreus of the world who are kind of fighting for their life as members of the Red Sox as we get closer to the trade deadline. You're going to need them to step up. And I need Alex Bregman to look just a little bit healthier than he did when he came back.
All right, so let's go there, Fitzy. One player.
He can't be Grandpa getting up out of the rocking chair.
No.
I'm with you, Dan Ball.
That was a little tough to watch.
Don't make me afraid that that quad is going to pop like a cheap guitar string one of these days.
One player that needs to step up over the second half of the season, step up. And by step up, I mean that means you're getting more out of this player than you have to date or that you're expecting right now. Who would that be?
Oh, the reflex, baby. One of the wild boys, Jarren Duran. 100%. He has yet to have one of his month-long heaters. You can't say Rafaela, the guy carried the team the last couple of weeks. You can't say Roman Anthony, because the Roman Empire, since joining the Red Sox just a little over a month ago, they're 21-10 since Roman Anthony joined the team, which is bananas good. And, of course, we all know he who shall not be named. Losing him was addition by subtraction. Jarren Duran has yet to carry the offense, Andy, be the catalyst, the spark, the fire, the river, the storm, whatever Brady used to say in his hype videos. He has yet to really be any of it. And if he wants to prove that he is either worth way more than the Sox might consider getting for him, or hopefully don't trade him and hold on to him the rest of the year, because God forbid you have four really good outfielders on a team that wants to contend for the World Series, prove that he can carry this team and that he's worth the faith, the roster spot, and the money. So for me, it's 100% Jarren Duran.
I like that answer, actually. Yeah. I know that's boring radio because, you know, he can be what Rafaela has been recently.
Yeah.
He can carry the offense. He can be the spark. He can be
does
the ignition.
Everything.
And I know he's involved in trade rumors, and that's part of his world. And I know Brad Foe was talking to the Midday guys, baseball isn't boring, about the goodwill you gained by trading Devers. You could lose some of that if you trade Jarren Duran. He's well-liked in that clubhouse. He's a spark plug. I also think he's just capable. You're not asking for something that is crazy. And you're not even asking for something you haven't seen before.
Yeah.
Which you would be if you picked one of the young players like, oh, I need Marcelo Meyer to hit 300 or whatever. No, you haven't seen that. But Jarren Duran, we know, can be one of the best players in baseball.
But we're also not asking for that necessarily, are we?
Just be better.
We're looking for somewhere in a happy medium, because there's a sample size of him being a 250 hitter that's a very fast, decent outfielder, whatever. There's also that one outlier season of him being a top 10 MVP candidate in the league.
Can we average those out?
Find me somewhere in the middle.
Give me
270. And Fitzy, I think something that's super important with this too, if you're going to be one of the outfielders that remains with this group, be a good outfielder. Stop with the mental mistakes and the dropping balls and not being able to read fly balls off the bat. Stop with that if you're going to play every single day.
Yeah, don't mix it up with any fans. Don't get too hyped up. Don't pull a Colorado from last year and want to try to fight the entire stadium plus 25 ball players and a couple of managers. Like, try to keep a calm head, be as focused as you possibly can. Look, if he goes 1-for-4, but also works a walk every night, just increase the on-base percentage. Be the catalyst for the offense, because as we know, there are enough hitters behind him that have been hot on the streaky side of late, that the things will just naturally propel. It'll get rolling downhill. That's how you build momentum. He has not carried the team for more than a couple of days at a time all season long, boys.
Calm heads are overrated. Jarren Duran, be who you are. You're a bit of a loose cannon at times, good and bad, on the field, off the field. Be who you are. Don't try to be something you're not. Stop worrying about being anything. Just go out there and play Jarren Duran baseball. And as a coach would say, like a therapist would say, and that's good enough. Gosh darn it, people like you. Go be that. So the flip side of that question is, Dan Ball brought it up, you gave some candidates. Fitzy, if there was one player you're like, I'm not really sure we're going to continue to get all the good play out of that person, pitcher, starter, closer, bullpen, or maybe, I don't know, a center fielder who seems to be playing a bit above his pay grade.
The pay grade.
Who's most likely to be a guy we're talking about? Yeah, there was a regression. We probably should have seen the regression coming.
Because I think he has actually found his stride and a strength with somebody else's body parts that has led him to be an absolute monster on the mound the past month. I'm not going to go Giolito. I think it's going to be Rafaela.
Boo!
I think there has to be.
Fitzy's
a hater.
But
that's okay. That's okay, because if Rafaela comes back to earth, but Jarren Duran ascends and says, don't worry, I've got us covered, and he carries the offense for a while, it's okay for Rafaela to go back to being a good to very good ball player, not the hardest out to get in all of the majors. I really thought about one of the starters. I think Chapman is just dialed, as Dan likes to say, for the remainder of the season. My guy Whitlock, so long as you use him for one inning at a time, he's good. If Greg Weissert gets lost or is found on a milk carton, that's fine. Now, to me, it's probably going to be a little bit a step back for Rafaela.
Yeah, it's probably hard for him to sustain the level of play he's had over the last couple of weeks, where he's been a superstar. He's been a Mookie Betts in the way the vibe
legit
about him, like a Mookie, and I'm not sure he's I'm pretty sure he's not a Mookie Betts type player.
Even if you're a dollar store Mookie Betts, though, at this point,
oh, yeah.
Will
Dollar
play
Tree,
anywhere.
Dollar General, any of your favorite dollars.
Ollie's, Building 19.
Yeah.
Ocean State Job Lot. We'll
Bargain
get them all
Center,
in.
Love
right?
them.
That way, none of them gets
R.I.P.
any free
Benny's,
publicity.
R.I.P. Benny's, Spags.
I had my Benny shirt on yesterday. Did you see that?
You did?
Yeah. My Benny's
you
t-shirt.
You have a Benny shirt? That's so cool.
You want to buy it?
Not
sale,
really.
If you're interested.
I've given
okay.
you enough shirts over the years.
617-779-7937. How are you feeling about your Boston Red Sox coming out of the All-Star break? Are you bracing yourself for a run at the AL East title? Or are you bracing yourself for a typical regression, fall-off second half of the season like Ted Johnson might be, but is willing to jump out of that mindset? 617-779-7937. Talking Red Sox with little... more likely scenarios up next, but first, Dan Ball, give me what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Red Sox return to action tomorrow afternoon on the road against the Chicago Cubs. First pitch of Game 1 is at 2:20. Lucas Giolito is set to start for the Sox. Boston begins the second half with road series against the Cubs and Phillies before returning home to host the Los Angeles Dodgers next weekend. In NBA Summer League play, the Celtics visit the Los Angeles Lakers tonight. Tip-off is at 9 p.m. The Revolution fell to the New York Red Bulls yesterday night, 5-3. They return home to host Orlando City SC on Saturday night at 7:30. In Patriots news, cornerback Christian Gonzalez was named the sixth best corner in ESPN's top 10 positional rankings for the 2025 season. And from around the league, the Washington Commanders are signing veteran defensive end Von Miller to a one-year contract. And finally, the 153rd Open Championship is currently underway at Royal Portrush Golf Club. Six players are tied atop the leaderboard at 4 under par. Did you know dropping your first 25 pounds with Awaken 180 adds 6 to 10 yards to every shot? Even better scores every 5 pounds after. Look it up. Freedom from excess fat is measurable. Take strokes off your game by taking pounds off your frame. Awaken180weightloss.com. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.